of all this woe. You'll be my valentine of sorts. I'll be love's echo and reports. Together we'll dance under that turning sky, like tumbling bats as the stars arrive. And the face on that moon is gonna laugh and swim, and flightless birds will find their groove, 'cause we get to be what we wanna be. Good to be me.
And they're off. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Good afternoon. Good Saturday afternoon to everyone. I was just chatting on Facebook. I'm on that. Well, actually, I got to get back on there. It was on another computer. But I was on Facebook talking to Cindy Dawson of The Sins, New Jersey / New York band. And I said, is it safe to play her Little Miss Lost, the brand new Sins release? She says it's actually not being released till March 29th. But she said people over here at the station have been playing it, so I guess it's okay. I asked her which one she would like, and she gave me two options, and I said, I can't decide. Let's do a twofer. But first, it's Rick Ocasek's birthday. Rest in peace. Royalty of Boston Rock, of Cars fame. So we'll play a few maybe you haven't heard before. Some of the less played stuff. Dig in there a little bit. And then we'll play a two for the Sins after a few Cars songs. Happy birthday to Rick Ocasek, wherever in the multiverse you are. The Cars and WMFO. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Not really a block, more of like a, what would that be, five-sided? Elka, you know the answer to that? Whoever knows what a five-sided shape is, 855-915-9636. Because I always think a block is four. When somebody says they're going to play a block. But then you hear people do all sorts of, DJs do all sorts of things. But when I was a kid, I always thought of it as four. Because like a square has four corners, you know? But that was a quintuple. Being retarded. I was just getting really into playing those, not heard very much versions of the Cars songs. Maybe even demos that they snuck on some newer releases. Just digging that though. Were you digging that, Elka? You're not gonna tell me. Okay. We started it off with Since You're Gone, an early version from Shake It Up Expanded Edition, even though Since You're Gone was, I don't think that was on, maybe it was. Was that on Shake It Up? Lust for Kicks from Candio Expanded Edition. And then Northern Studios version of Candio. Good Times Roll, live, 1978. And then the Dangerous Type. Again, from Northern Studios. Never gets old to me. Inventors of New Wave, the Cars. There, I said it. I don't even know if it's true, but I want it to be true. Oh, as promised, brand new, The Sins. Cindy, if you're listening and want to call in and say hi, 855-915-9636. This cut is called The Only Ones, right here on 91.5 WMFON Medford.
You
Did anyone get that guy's license plate? 91.5 WMFON Medford. Cindy?
Yes.
You're live on WMFO. How's it going?
I'm live right now.
Yes. Did you not want to be?
No. I'm still in bed, so I'm not live over where I am.
Oh. Yeah. Turn your radio down if it's right there.
No, it goes off. I'm on my phone, so it goes off if I'm on the phone.
I see. You're listening on the phone.
Yep.
Cool, cool. I love your new stuff.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I figured Mike had announced that DJs can play it a week prior.
I guess he just decided that.
Oh, did he?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I never heard that one.
Well, it's okay. Cat's out of the bag anyway. It's coming out in a week. I'm selling them now myself. So I think Gem officially releases next week.
Okay. Everyone, go out and get it. The Sins from New Jersey, Little Miss Lost. All right. Sometimes you say you're from New York City.
I am from New Jersey. Half the band is New York and half the band is New Jersey. So, but the reason that we...
So it's not incorrect if half the band's from New York City.
It's not incorrect because we are a New York City band. It's where we started. It's where we played for most of our 14 years. In terms of band, yes, we are a New York City band primarily. But we are, our origins are New York, New Jersey.
Gotcha. So how's it going? What's going on over there?
It's raining like crazy over here. I imagine it's raining like crazy over there, too.
Well, it's damp and dark.
Yeah, it's pouring like I've never seen before here. It's literally buckets coming down my window right now.
Oh.
But it's a nice excuse to be lazy. I'm going out tonight to see Kanak. It's a band that we are going to be playing with in Boston.
Oh, nice.
At the Square Root. And they're playing here in Jersey tonight at a place called Tierney. So, and I think they've been played on your station. I'm not sure, but...
What's the name?
K-A-N-A-K.
The Knack?
Yes.
Oh, I love the Knack. Like My Sharona,
not the
Knack?
The Knack, K-A-N-A-K.
I can't spell. K-A...
N.
Yeah, A-K.
A-K.
Knack. I thought you had the Knack with you.
Yeah, they're gonna be on your... They'll be on your show when we go down and play with them in Boston. Sometime... Let me see where it is. Let me look at my schedule. I have so many shows coming up, I don't even know where I'm playing. So I have to keep looking at my calendar from one day to the next.
Mm-hmm. Someday you're going to have to play with my band.
I'm talk to Dan, man. I'm open. I'm just open. We are so booked up this year that if he could squeeze you in somewhere, I would no problem with that.
Check us out. We're the Thigh Scrapers.
Oh, I know your band.
Oh, you know us?
Band. Of course I do.
I thought you just knew me from doing this dumb show.
No. Okay, October 12th, we'll be at the Square Root with Kanak.
With Kanak.
Kanak. I never pronounce it right. He's going to kill me because I know their manager Pete's listening right now.
Am I saying it right?
I don't know. I just call them I call them Kanak.
That's what I just
and
said.
I just
okay.
It a lot, so I don't know. It's one of those bands that's whatever, you know, the name has a proper pronunciation, and what that is, I'm sure tonight I'll have straightened out with me.
That's okay. In a little while, I'm going to play Hemophob.
They're real rock and roll. You'd really like them, because I know the kind of music that you love. You'd really like them.
They're not in the system, but maybe I can find them on YouTube, huh?
I'll have Pete send you a track.
Okay.
Okay, they're good. They've been on charting with us on some of those indie charts lately, so they're just really getting out there now.
Can you send on Facebook, or do you want me to send you an email?
I'll have them, there's a guy named Pete Santiago, who's their manager. He's also a good friend of mine. And I'll have, you'll get a message on Facebook from Pete.
Okay.
So what's going on? What else is happening over in Boston? I miss my Boston.
Oh, I'm not doing a hell of a lot because I'm out of car right now. I have my friend Elka loaning me her Jeep, and, you know, I can't take it every night, so.
I met her. I met her the last time we were
Oh, you met Elka? Yeah. Yeah. I still don't have a car.
that long suffering Elka. That's all I could say. She's handling your life very well.
She's got a big smile on her face right now.
Yeah, tell her I said hello. And otherwise, I think this is a big weekend. So I think Dan is actually probably coming to New York. I'm not going to be there. And then next week is the big birthday bash for my ongoing, ever ongoing, infinite 26th birthday bash. And then the next night after my birthday bash, I'm going to go see Mickey Lee and his mutated music, which is, you met Pat. You met Patrick when we were at your studio playing drums with us.
Okay.
Pat is actually the drummer for Mickey Lee, Joey Ramone's brother. Mickey Lee's mutated music.
Oh, Mickey, I always call him Mickey Lee. I guess it is Mickey Lee.
Yeah, Mickey Lee.
Yeah, I've met him. Yeah, he's a great guy.
So he doesn't play out a lot. So when he does play out, I always try to go because his band is fantastic.
Yeah, what's the name of his band? I've seen them.
Mickey Lee's mutated music.
No, he had something else before, like the Wranglers or something.
Oh, he comes out in incarnations now and again, but it's such a treat when he does play because he doesn't play a lot.
Yeah,
and then I believe in May, the Sins are part of the Joey Ramone birthday bash that he puts on.
Yeah, I've been to like a half dozen of those. That's where I've met him. Right,
they're always fun. Always fun. So this will be our first time actually participating in it, which is special.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
That's great. So
things are busy. Things are really, really busy. And we've got that launch now of the new album next week. And
you know, we almost have the same birthday.
When's your birthday?
March 26th.
Oh, you're an Aries because you're practical. Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
I'm an Aries because I'm a testicle? What?
No. Oh, my God. No, you're practical.
Oh, practical. I thought you were calling me a nut.
You've got a testicle or two, I'm sure, so that's okay.
I got a couple of them.
Yeah, you got a couple of them. It always comes down to that. Any conversation anybody has with me, I have such a filthy reputation with my potty mouth. But no, I did not say that.
You know who shares a birthday with me?
No, so I'm a Pisces because Pisces ends on March 21st. You just made Aries. You're a cusp.
I like it. I'm the Ram.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're a Ram.
Yeah. Steven Tyler. Speaking of Boston royalty, Steven Tyler shares
a lot of loyalty in Boston. You know, I was listening to your Cars tribute for Rick Ocasek.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Really, Boston has I actually saw the Dropkick Murphys the other night at Shane and Sinead show. So I sang that a few times. It was absolutely fabulous. It was a tribute to Shane McGowan and Sinead O'Connor. And so many, you know, big names came out and did, like, you know, a song of theirs at Carnegie Hall. It was so wonderful. But the Dropkick Murphys came out and told a funny story about when they got Shane to come in to record with them, and he thought that Bruce Springsteen was in the studio, and he's like, oh, because he loved Bruce Springsteen, worshipped him. And so he said, oh, Shane, you know, Bruce Springsteen is in the control room. And he never left the control room, but Shane McGowan was so impressed that he was there.
He just came to check out the Dropkicks?
Well, that's what Shane McGowan thought, and then at the end they never told him, but it actually was their manager that looks like Bruce Springsteen, but they wanted to keep him.
Oh, the studio. It wasn't
but
even him.
They never told him that it wasn't Bruce. But it was so good. But I was thinking, you know, wow, how many big names and great artists came out of Boston? It's one city in the country.
Just when you think we had nothing left, Pixies invented grunge.
Yeah, but you know, right now, some of the best indie bands that I like, personally, are coming out of Boston.
For sure. I'm just saying, as far as who's made it onto commercial radio, you know.
Well, these days, you know, rock and roll really doesn't go too much on commercial radio. It's more stations like yours, college radio, satellite radio, that's keeping that going.
It's where it's at. It's like it's more real.
Yeah, it's it's like the beginnings of rock and roll when you wanted to hear rock and roll bands on the radio when they were still banned. You had to go to pirate radio,
mm-hmm.
and these days you have to go to like your college stations and your indie stations and satellite. It's almost getting as hard to find, like you have to know where to find good rock and roll. And when people tell me, oh, there's no good rock and roll out there anymore, I look at them like they've got two heads, because I'm like, if you're looking for it, you could find it. It's not that difficult.
I could name 30 great Boston bands that should be on commercial radio, you know, if it was run correctly.
Commercial rock and roll radio, though, that's the problem.
Yeah. I'm saying the way it should be, you know.
If it was up to me and you, rock and roll would be back on mainstream radio. But that's, you know, that could happen again. But it's stations like yours that are making it probable. If it wasn't for college radio and satellite radio and indie radio, there would be no way that rock and roll would even be alive today.
Yes.
So many good bands, Shanghai Lows, Chelsea Curve, Girl with a Hawk, Little Billy Lost. Those are some of my favorite bands now.
You're like saying my set list.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I've been going to Boston a lot, and this is how I've gotten to know these bands and their music. And Dan Anklin has a lot to do with that, because he's been bringing, you know, Boston to New York and New York to Boston.
Right.
And he's created this immense change in the last year of rock and roll, too single-handedly.
Yes.
You know, it's amazing. I'm so happy to be a part of that in any way that I can't tell you how thankful I am for WMFO and for Dan and Jen and, oh, man, it's just, and Kip at the Parkside in New York, you know, working with him. It's just been such a resurgence for me anyway of excitement in rock and roll that I hadn't felt in a few years.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Cindy.
You're welcome. Now play me.
I'm going to. Yeah, suck up to me and I'll play.
No, well, actually, I don't know if people listening know that. We've actually been in the studio with you a few times, and so we've grown to be friends besides, you know.
Oh, yes. Obviously. We know each other.
Yeah, you know, it's just been a wonderful last year for my band. I can't even describe just the joy of playing with some of the Boston bands that we've had the real honor of getting to know and getting to play with. It's been quite an exciting year for us, and the next year seems to be even more so. So, there you go.
It all sounds good, Cindy.
All right, let me let you go do your thing on the radio.
What do you have coming up for shows?
Oh, my gosh. So, next week on Saturday night is my big birthday bash.
Friday night,
the 29th is my big birthday bash, coinciding with the album's official release. And the Gripweeds are playing, Anderson Council, Puma Pearl, a new band that you'd really like, Code 1050, that's kind of like Velvet Revolvers.
Oh, I like them,
And, I mean, it's just going to go on and on. There's bands until 2 o'clock in the morning. And Ann Husick, who you met when she played with us on bass the first time we went to Boston, is putting that night together for me like she does every year. So I'm very excited about that. And then on the 12th is my New York CD release on the 20th of April. And April 20th, we're back at the Square Root with Mark Bell, Muck and the Myers.
Oh, man, I got to make that one.
That is going to be phenomenal. And they're expecting that to sell out. So I am going to say to people that you should get your tickets in advance. And you'll also save $5 a ticket if you buy them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the Square Root and pick up a ticket for that night, because that is going to be amazing. Again, you got Muck and the Myers, Mock Bell, the High End, and us. And that's where you could also buy our CD.
That sounds like a great bash to me.
Yeah.
I will try and make myself present.
I'm going to tell you, you have to go.
Okay.
You just have to put that in your little iPhone calendar right now.
Okay.
Mark the date, April 20th.
I don't put anything on my iPhone. I just scribble it into notebooks and stuff.
We'll scribble that on in.
All right.
Square Root, April 20th.
I'll be there, Cindy.
Okay, I'll let you get back to doing what you do.
Well, I already have it up there on my playlist here, so I have to play it. I'm gonna play "Break Me." You want to tell us about this song?
So you actually be debuting that song because that has not been played on radio before.
We played the only one. What's that one about?
The whole album. The reason it's called "Little Miss Lost," it's kind of my journey from when I first hit New York, and I was, you know, doing. I was a performance artist, an actress, a dancer, and working as a model for this artist, and it was all like, you know, just being 17 and being so young and
yes.
being, like, thrown into this world of art and music and dance in New York that I wasn't necessarily prepared for everything that happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes you on that journey from 17 to the present. And the only one was about, you know, your basic, you know, being in love with somebody and they cheat on you and, you know, I never said I was your only one. You don't know what it's like to be the only one, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And on the front cover is you at age 17, isn't it?
That is me on the front cover at 17 modeling one of the garments that this artist created, which was a statement against censorship. It's hard for me to explain on the radio unless you're looking at the picture.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And then the back cover is me currently.
Still gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. I mean, but definitely older, you know. I mean, it's a journey, this life. And I wanted to explore my journey so far.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs are cover songs, like the Smithereens song, Room Without Its You, which has Jim
Baddeck. Oh, I didn't even catch on to that. Right.
Yeah. Jim Baddeck actually plays lead guitar on that track, which was so amazing. I was there watching him put that guitar onto the track. And I just kept thinking, this is surreal, because when I was 17, I was a huge, huge Smithereens fan.
You know what? I'll play the Smithereens original version, since I'm playing "Break Me" next.
Sure, absolutely. Anyway, so go do what you do for music and mankind, and we'll talk soon.
Keep listening.
I am. I'll be listening the entire show.
Thanks, Cindy. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Talk soon. It's The Sins. That's who we're talking about, The Sins. And this is "Break Me" on 91.5 WMF. Oh. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I didn't even have my mic up. You didn't hear anything I just said. It was a cock rack. It was a train wreck. It was out of control. And I did it again. Oh my God. Oh, I gotta play a commercial too. We don't do commercials here. It is a public service announcement. We'll hear some Smithereens going out to Cindy right after this.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Without a view, lots of time, nothing to do.